nofaps. Steve, you ever nofap?
Yeah, I've tried.
How'd it go?
Yeah, with your record?
Not long at all.
Yeah.
Several hours?
No, like I'd say 3 or 4 days tops.
Good.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good healthy boy.
Yeah, that's about right. Three days is a good...
Yeah, but I was trying to do like 2 weeks.
Oh, well, that's no good.
No, I had...
It's hard.
Willpower. And it was like when I was like walking to the toilet paper, it was like, you know, you're breaking your willpower right now. And I was like, whatever. You know, like having that conversation in my head.
Yeah.
And just like marching back. And I go,
I do it all the time. Like an idiot. I do it when I finally just let my defenses down and I'm jerking off. It's such a sad day.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying not to do it at all. And just, Jesus Christ, man. When you do it and afterwards, you just go, I didn't need to do that. Sometimes though, I go, like, I fucking needed that.
Yeah.
I don't care. I needed that.
Exactly right.
Sometimes you need to crack one
Sometimes
off.
You, of course you do.
I hit a level where I'm just like, fuck it, dude, we're doing
Well, you're on a different level. You're on a new, you're on a plane. That
Gerb's fucking, he sounds worse off than me.
With what?
Needing a fucking crumb.
You need a crumb.
But 3 to 4 days is about, that's
red, reasonable.
That's panic time. That's kind of like,
no, I hit 3 to 4 days just going about my business.
Not me, bro.
That's good. That's what I want to be. I want to be in that mental
state. Yeah, but Shane, you're a big dude. Naturally, you're kind of like running stuff. So your DNA is just like, whatever. Me and Steve are smaller dudes, so we're designed to crank them out all the time. In order for our genes to have competed with yours back in the day, we'd have come twice as hard.
I come from a long line of dudes who don't come that much.
Like your ancestor probably had like a harem somewhere in a cave, and me and Steve were popping in. It's been like,
you guys are sneaking. Yeah. You're sneaking
we're
into
like
the
little
cave.
Mosquitoes, dude. We're just running around like.
Oh man, yeah. So Steve, you got a fucked up asshole. Your cum's weird. You would get fucked in the ass. Anything else you want to share?
I could share a story. I feel like you're gonna Q plus me on this and be like, don't
shut up. Don't be gay.
Q plus.
Well,
he's saying I'm gonna make fun of him for being gay.
But I've told everybody, and
say the fucking story.
I got catfished like
what?
a decade ago.
Let me share that on camera.
I got catfished. Just dead serious. He leaned into the table and looked totally serious.
Right, well, I'm standing out there. I'm going to tell my catfishing story. Let's see those fucking piece of metal. I forgot my ass cushion.
I'll switch. This has a cushion.
Oh. All right, fine. I'll say it. No, I don't want your chair.
Here,
no, I can't be.
Take. I want you to fucking plug the mic in for some reason. It's coming out fine. We're fine.
It's good.
All right. So tell
us. Is my hand fucking it up?
No, your hand's not fucking it up. Tell us about the time you got tricked on the internet into falling in love.
It's almost worse than that because...
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So...
Hold on, I'm sorry. You want to know what's worse than that? Matt got catfished by a dude.
Catfished by a tranny for an erotic
massage.
I know about that.
He kissed the guy and then the guy...
Shane's such a fucking liar.
I think I got you beat, man. I think this one's worse.
Really?
Yes.
How?
I jerked off on the internet.
Put your mic back in the thing.
Okay.
Now I'm paranoid that it's getting fucked up.
Yeah, my bad.
No, you might be right, though.
So I was in Los Angeles for an internship.
Okay.
That's gay already. Go
ahead.
Yeah,
it was like a decade ago. It was like mid-20s.
Okay.
And immediately when I get out there, there's like... no success with women whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, like
a little bit tough town, dude.
Right? And it was like, when I got out, I rented a car from this place called Rent-A-Wreck. And it was this like old Ford Festiva. And I got in, I was like, this is so hilarious. And like, as I was driving to my cousin's house, by the time I got there, I was like, I'm never going to be able to go on a date.
You're doing a Ford
Festiva. It stunk. It was horrible. It was disgusting, this car.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I got very lonely after a couple months, and I signed up for this thing called Lava Life.
Getting lonely is so funny.
It is so
being lonely.
Bad.
It sucks, dude. It's so bad.
And the decisions that I made, because again, the type of brain that I have is like, I desperately want to be a Tommy Pope esque. I know we're not talking just about jerking off, but like, dates with, you know, like, you know.
We only heard that part.
I know.
But you know what I mean? It's like, I've always like fans of dating, and it's just, I just don't date a ton.
You
want
to be a Chad.
I do want to be a Chad.
Yes.
So that's always like, that push is there, but it's never, I'm not, it's like, I want a ton of chocolate, but I get like a small piece here and there.
Yeah, I got it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The supply and demand is off. So I... sign up for Lava Life, and at that
What's
time,
Lava Life? What's the service?
Lava Life was a dating service.
Got like an old one, like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they, just only weirdos are online dating at this point.
Yes.
All right.
I think it was accepted.
I think actually this one was. I think it was like a little bit more accepted at the time.
Yeah, you were in LA too. That was different. That kind of caught on faster in the cities.
But they had a. There was like three different sections. There was like, you know, friends, and then there was dating, and then there was like adult. You know, which was basically like you're trying to, like an adult friend finding section.
Exactly. Casual, whatever it's called, casual affair.
Casual affair. Yeah. So I get into this sext, you know, tech, you know, instant messaging with this girl. And she's, I'm saying, you know, just deplorable, depraved things. She's writing back things.
Okay.
Like, no, this could happen.
So then she says, "I want to watch you jerk off."
Never talked on the phone or anything.
No. Now, this is going to appall you how stupid I am at literally every step.
Nah.
When you're lonely,
you're doing some dumb shit.
Right. That's exactly. If you're a guy lonely in a strange city. You're ending up. This is what happens.
There's no rules.
Exactly what happens. You come somewhere in front of someone,
and that's why I also like as another public service announcement. Beyond the hemorrhoids, it's like Shane just farted a lot. It sounded like he was asking questions.
So what's the PSA then?
Well, the PSA is like just try not to jerk off for a stranger on the internet because you know. You just really resist the urge.
All right,
yeah.
So I'm there.
So we're doing all this AI, you know, about this, that, and the other. And then she's like, I want to watch you jerk off. So this just it seems like a great idea at the time.
For sure.
So now.
It is. It's a great idea. Go ahead.
So, but she sends me. So I was like, well, you go on. You know, like you should. Like, I want to watch you too.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I don't have a video camera. So she just sends me a photo.
How the fuck are you going to watch this? I'm like, how are you going to watch this then? She has a phone. You're going through phones?
Well, no. She's
on a computer that doesn't have a camera.
Oh, I got you.
Claims. Gotcha. And so so I just get a photo.
Yeah.
And so now I'm
now
in. So
time.
Now I'm like looking. And if
it's time to jerk
footage,
off now.
Yeah. 100%.
If this footage ever comes out, I had to get ahead of it. Like I told everybody just to be like.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
It's like to my brother, I was like, this footage exists of me doing the, you know, just jerking off on the internet. So basically I was like, you could see me looking at myself, like trying to make myself like look sexy in this.
Oh,
and
man.
Then I sit down and I'm beating off, and then she's writing things. It's like, I want to hear you moan. But I had roommate, like I was living in a dining room. I was living in a dining room with just like curtains over the thing. And so.
To a Ford Festival in a dining room.
In a dining room with just curtains on. I was like, and so I'm typing back, like, I can't
moan. Moan. How did you
I did
moan?
Not moan.
How would you moan?
I did not moan.
I know, but how would you?
If I'm moaning, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
You didn't even give her a little, like,
no. No, if I moan, I'm more of a talk. I'd be like, you're so fucking, you know. I'm more like that.
Steven. Oh. You dirty dog.
But anyway.
I have to recap. So you're in a Ford Festiva. You're in a dining room jerking off with someone on the internet.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is the one.
Yes. So, I'm nude on a blow-up thing, you know.
You're nude on an inflatable mattress?
Yes.
Holy fuck.
I ejaculate into a sock. Okay.
I ejaculate into a sock.
And she writes, LOL, and then closes the chat window.
Oh. So you don't know who this is?
I mean, we know who it is.
Who is it?
Just somebody that's either, at best, a room of guys fucking with me. At worst, somebody that's like recording it to just like put on the internet.
Oh my God.
So now I'm.
It's a nightmare.
It is a nightmare.
That's
because
a Black Mirror episode.
There was so much intense interaction. You know, it was like the 30 minutes before beating off on camera was so exciting. And then I'm beating off my camera so dirty and, you know, whatever. And then it's just like, LOL, it closes and I'm laying nude on the blow-up mattress. And now I was just like, my life's over. At that point, like,
you
it was still...
You got a Bourdain out on that one. You're right. Fucking...
Listen, I do think that if I was ever going to commit suicide, that was the moment because...
Yeah, that's a good time to do it.
I was still doing comedy.
You should have texted him back, LOL, and fucking sent him a video of you... killing yourself.
I was imagining the
joke's on you, asshole.
I was imagining the montage, just like he's like rolling around an air mattress, just different him like sitting up, like
oh. I'm going to ejaculate into the sock now.
Oh god! Damn, dude, that is.
Took me a few days to recover from that.
There's a shot of his hand gripping the sheets real hard.
Oh, God. LOL.
And, of course, that was going through my head. I was like, is there any way I could say that this wasn't me? It's like, I have arthritis, like with these hands.
Yeah, but there's that, whatchamacallit? They're getting really good at that imaging shit.
I know.
Yeah. You're like, no, it's just some weirdo got me.
I can't. I'd be like, that is me. Have a look.
Hey, you know what? It's something everybody does, so yeah. It's like...
Holy shit, though. That's... You say you got over that in a few days?
No, probably not in a few days.
I mean, that would stick with me. I'd be going to sleep at night now thinking about that.
I wouldn't worry about it now.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it now. I really, at the time, though, because I was still doing stand-up, and my stand-up was also... I was so worried about, like, reputation, too, because it was like, it was more of a, yeah. I guess, a little cleaner.
I worry about that kind of stuff getting to, like, my mom. That would fuck me up.
Yeah.
Someone be like, just ha-ha, and sending it to your contacts, and you're like, dude, stop.
My parents are cool. My dad would just be like, you're a fucking idiot. My mom would be like, I mean,
They both would be like, they wouldn't like disown me, but they'd be like, oh, man.
The blackmailing of me would not.
How much do you think she'd watch of it? You think she'd last like a couple seconds
she
on it?
She wouldn't watch it.
I mean, if it came, it was like, hey, here's a video of your son. She'd just probably click it.
Oh, yeah, and just be like, oh my God.
You think it'd take her like at least 5 seconds to turn that off?
Yeah, she would turn it off very...
Was dick out from the beginning?
Well, foreplay? The beginning of it is me, like, looking at myself and then, like...
Nice.
Doing a couple... and then, like, laying down and, like...
Just fucking flexing in the beginning.
Yeah, trying to get, like, a good angle on a tiny little old...
That's tough, man.
That's great.
That's tough.
That's wonderful, dude.
That's tough.
When all of our internet... Yeah, that's going to come out one day.
Yeah, you said...
That happens though. When you're in a city, if you're by that loneliness. I run away from it. I feel lonely, I just go home. I've quit things because when I was in Spain at first, I wanted to quit right away. I wanted to be like, "Oh, I'm going home. This sucks."
Yeah.
And then you wait it out and it gets better, but
well, yeah.
Well, a lot sucks. Of times.
There's people who can go out and like go to a bar and just be like, "Well, let me go out and see some people if it's like I don't really go out of my way to interact with people.
Yeah.
So if I'm lonely and no one talks to me, I'll just be lonely forever.
Yeah.
I need someone to be like, hey, what's up? I'm like, oh, sweet. Someone's talking to me.
I love you.
I don't really go out of my way.
You
want to
watch
like,
me jerk off?
Hi.
What's this, a text message? I'll come right now on an air mattress. You want me to film it? All right. I'm so fucking lonely, dude.
I think in a way it was a beautiful thing you did. You should just get the footage and sell it as like some wild art house indie film. Some short, be like, this is just a take on human loneliness.
I did make one smart call, though, because there was some other girl that was, like, messaging me. She was a bus driver.
She's like, take a shit. She was like, take a shit in a cup and film it. So you got a bus driver on your case.
So you had a sassy, fat black lady on.
Yeah, she didn't look that fat, but she... We were, like, talking, like, a little bit via text, and then I got a call. She texted me, or no, yeah, she did. She called me, and it was, like, late. It was, like, 1 o'clock in the morning or something.
Is that bus driver life?
Yeah, and she was like, you should come over right now. And I was just like, I think we should get coffee first or something. She's like, no, if you don't come over now, then, like, we're not going to meet up ever.
She should have picked you up, dude.
You walk down the street, you just see her press the lever, the door's open. You're a bus pull up there. Sir.
No, I think I was going to get mugged.
Why did you go to the bus driver?
I was going to get mugged.
No, she probably had some dude that was going to mug me.
Female bus drivers hang out with thugs, dude.
Again, we're assuming that information is correct.
Like, it basically is like prostitutes, thieves, drug dealers, bus drivers.
Bus drivers is the next tier of like bad members of society. Holy fuck,
dude. That's so funny. You almost got raped by a bus driver.
It's So I was like very pleased in the morning when I woke up.
She probably saw the vid. It was probably viral. She was like, let me get this motherfucker.
I gotta get this boy. This is a good boy.
Exploit him as well.
And you're a hairless boy, too. That must have been a nice vid.
I mean, dude, the LOL and then sign off is like.
Sign off, yeah.
Fuck, that would freak me out.
Because it's just everything that I thought it was, I mean, was suddenly not it.
And post-cum, too. So you're fully logical.
Hey, you know, I mean, I don't want to put this in your head. Nah, I'm just not going to put that
in. Put it in my head.
The LOL response leads me to believe is a group of young girls who are like, oh my god, LOL, boom, close.
Fine.
Yeah, that's better than any other situation.
Yeah, it is.
Well, plus
not
hot
in
kids.
The FBI's eyes, but yeah. Well, that would be unknowingly. You
yeah, unknowingly, yeah, yeah.
And unknowingly, that was an even better nut.
I don't try.
You nutted in front of a bunch of little kids legally.
You could catch a throwback beat, like a tribute to that one, being like, wow, I can't believe I did that. I don't know, Trump might vacuum you up, though. He's getting all the pedos.
He's rolling them up.
That's all I'll say.